First Thessalonians tonight, chapter number 4. First Thessalonians tonight, chapter number 4. We preached a message this morning on finding comfort in an uncomfortable world. And the message this morning dealt with the comfort that we find concerning our faith. And tonight, I want to read a text and deal with this subject, the comfort that we find concerning our future. God's people have a bright future. And I'm not sure if we can even fathom how bright it is. The Bible said in verse number 13 of chapter number 4, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." And if you study your Bible, you know that many times this sleep or asleep is dealing with people, God's people that have left us, that have gone on before us. Concerning them which are asleep, he said, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. I'm always careful to tell God's people that God did not tell us not to sorrow. He just said our sorrow ought to be different than the sorrow of the world. Not to sorrow as others which have no hope. I remember kissing my grandfather on the forehead, and my grandmother thought that I did not understand how sick he was. I prayed with him and I kissed him on the forehead, and I said, "Grandpa, I'll see you later." And my grandmother was so upset because she thought I didn't understand the severity of his sickness. And she said to me, "Rick, honey, aren't you going to tell him bye?" I said, "No, Granny, I told him exactly what I wanted to tell him. I know where he's headed, and I'll see him later." Is that real in your heart tonight? Is it real in your heart that we'll see Brother Fred Weston later? See Brother Brian later? I think it's over 30 people now in over 12 years. See Sister Reba later, Brother Gary. We're going to see them again. And when we see them again, I promise you, it's going to be different. The Bible said, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Boy, Brother Jack, Brother Vince did a great job in Sunday school this morning. I told the class that Brother Coulter said that teaching is preaching with the brakes on. You could smell the brakes all over his place this morning. I'm telling you what, he did a great job. The Bible said here, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep," which simply means we're not going to go ahead of them. And we're not going to stop them from coming out of the grave. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now look at verse 18. "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." We found comfort this morning in an uncomfortable world in our faith. And tonight I want to key in on this passage of Scripture going into chapter 5 somewhat on finding comfort in our future. In an uncomfortable world, we can find comfort in our future. There was a guy that wanted to rob a man, and he broke in his motel room That man was a preacher. And the preacher said to the man, "Son, you can't scare me with heaven." That's real. Say amen. Heaven is the home of the redeemed. Pray with me a moment. Father, I thank you tonight for your word. I thank you, God, tonight for your blessings. I thank you for each one that's gathered here tonight. And I pray, dear Father, tonight that you would help us to glean from this passage of Scripture some things, Lord, that would encourage us, that would comfort us, our Father, in this world that we live in. There's much in this world, our Father, to cause distress, to cause despair. But Lord, we're your people. And Lord, we believe that you're on the throne. And Lord, that things are running right on time. And God, that soon you'll come again. Lord, what a glorious future this Bible portrays for the children of God. Lord, it's very much doom for those that don't know you, but for those that do, Lord, the best is yet to come. And I pray, Father, tonight you'd help us in the Word of God. We'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Several things I want to share with you tonight from the text. Before I do, I want to read something to you that I thought would be interesting. Biblical prophecy provides some of the greatest encouragement and hope available to us today. Just as the Old Testament is saturated with prophecies concerning Christ's first advent, so both testaments are filled with references to the second coming of Christ. One scholar has estimated that there are 1,845 references to Christ's second coming in the Old Testament, where 17 books give it prominence. In the 260 chapters of the New Testament, there are 318 references to the second advent of Christ, an amazing one out of every 30 verses. 23 of the 27 New Testament books refer to this great event. For every prophecy in the Bible concerning Christ's first advent, there are 8 which look forward to his second. God wants us to know tonight, he's coming. And amen for God's people. We ought to anticipate it. You know, this is probably a silly illustration, but my grandson's coming next weekend. And I have been anticipating his coming ever since I heard he was coming. You say, how's he going to get up here? His mama's going to bring him. And I anticipate somewhat her coming and somewhat Olivia's coming. How many of y'all done figured this thing out? Amen. Boy, I can't wait to see Sawyer. Amen. And it's a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing. Can you say honestly in your heart tonight, I can't wait to see you? Can you say that honestly in your heart tonight? I can't wait to see Jesus. What a blessing it's going to be. Amen. I didn't mean to mention this, but in the text it's talking about Christ coming, the dead in Christ. We're caught up together. The dream that I had several months ago now, there was Jesus above the mountains, just ascended above the trees, aglow. I was ascending. And I wanted so badly to look to my left and look to my right because, Brother Caleb, I knew this is it. If others are going, hallelujah, this is it. I remember the peace, yet my feet were not, I was ascending. I remember that peace. But then I remember this, I could not look this way and that way. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. And I believe when he comes, honey, we're not going to be able to take our eyes off of him. I can't explain it, amen. But we've looked at one another long enough, amen. We're going to get to look at him, the one that loved us and gave himself for us. Let me give you some things tonight, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Let me just say this in the onset of the message. Corrie Ten Boom said this. She said, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. And as far as this world goes, are you listening to me tonight? Our future is unknown. I don't know, Brother Mike, I don't know when I'm going to go to the doctor. I went a little while back and the doctor texted me and said, your blood work's good, your chest x-ray's good. But you know, that same day, somebody got bad news on their blood work. Somebody got bad news on their chest x-ray. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm just telling you, beloved, I can trust an unknown future as far as this world goes to a known God. But aren't you glad tonight, as far as eternity goes, there's a known future. It's laid out right here in the Word of God for God's people. Amen. And I thank God for it tonight. Let me give you several things tonight. First of all, it's a future without sorrow. In verse number 13 and verse number 14, he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. You say, Pastor, how can you know tonight that it's a future without sorrow? Revelation 21 said, God shall wipe all tears away from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I thank God when I look at the future for God's people. It's a future that is absolutely void of sorrow. There's no more sorrow for the children of God. There's no more pain. There's no more death. And I thank him for that, don't you? Not only should we find comfort concerning our future because it's a future without sorrow, but it's a future that's secure, or a future that's sure. You say, Pastor, where did you get that in the text? Look at with me in verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, does anybody believe that? Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now watch this surety right here, this security of the believer. He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, there's nothing that God can't do? I can think of one thing God can't do. He can't lie. Say amen. The Bible said that. And so we have God's word on it, amen, that he's going to come just like he said he would. The prophets in the Old Testament told us how he was going to be born, and the word of God tells us how he's going to come back. And beloved, it's as sure as us being here tonight in this building, amen. It's going to happen just like he said. The indicators are all pointing that way. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But honey, I'll tell you this. He's coming just like he said. And all the things are shaped up. I don't know of anything that has to happen before that he comes. Amen. It's a future without sorrow. It's a future that is secure. And then listen to this. It's a future with the saints. You say, what do you mean? The Bible said here, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then the Bible said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Now, I'm going to make a statement tonight, but if you don't enjoy the saints down here, what in the world makes you think you'd enjoy heaven? Say amen right there. I'm telling you, beloved, listen. Our fellowship is wonderful. Say amen. Just to know that we have a common bond. We've been to Calvary. Our sins have been forgiven. Our name has been written in the book of life. And we have something to look forward to. It's a future with the saints. You think about this. You know, I've only been in the world 65 years. I'm very limited as to the saints of God that I know. I feel like I know a bunch of people. Amen. But you think about this. When I get there, I'm going to know them all. And Glory to God. Amen. We talked about David this morning. Going to get to sit down with him. Amen. I'll tell you something, Sister Marie, his harp will never have to be tuned. Amen. When he hits that thing, I'm telling you, it's going to be perfect. Say amen. I want to sit down, don't you? Amen. I was thinking a while ago when they requested that the girls sing that song again. I heard a preacher say one time, he said, I had a request and I'm going to sing anyway. Amen. But I'm going to sing on that day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his name. It's a future with the saints. And then in verse 17, it's a future, watch this, with the Savior. The Bible said we're going to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You say that is so elementary. I'm going to tell you something right now. You get a hold of it, you get excited about it. Amen. I tell you, that songwriter said, if heaven had no splendor for these eyes to see, and if there were no loved ones there waiting for me, still I would have a longing, and I'd still want to go, because Jesus is there, and that's all I need to know. Do you love him tonight? Are you looking forward to seeing him tonight? We're going to be with the Savior. And then I'll give you this. If you look down with me in chapter number 5, let's start reading here. In verse number 8 tonight, in chapter number 5, I'll give you just three more things and I'll be done. In verse number 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us unto wrath. This is just one reason that I do not believe the church is going through the great tribulation. I believe, and if you read the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 4, verse number 1, we hear the Lord say, come up hither. And you don't see the church again until Revelation chapter 19 at the marriage of the Lamb. But here's a verse that says, we're not appointed unto wrath. Honey, the wrath of God is going to be poured out on this earth in that great tribulation. The time of Jacob's trouble that Daniel spoke about. Watch this now. But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. So I've said tonight, it's a future without sorrow. It's a future that's secure. It's a future with the saints. It's a future with the Savior. But it's a future that is a result of a great sacrifice. We should never forget what it cost Jesus that we could have a future with him in heaven. Amen. Brother Michael prayed, holy, 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 and the only way we could be with him and be like him is to be made in him. The righteousness of God must be imputed to our account tonight. Thank God for that great sacrifice. The Lord gave his life for us. Watch this now. Here's where we really, really, really get sticky. Amen. I said it's a future without sorrow. We can shout. It's a future that's secure. We can shout a future with the saints. We can shout on that. A future with the Savior. How many's got a loved one you can't wait to see? Amen. How many's got a Savior you can't wait to see? Amen. Watch this now. It's a future that's a result of a great sacrifice. But watch this now. It's the future. But if that's your future, it's reflected in sanctification. If that's your future, if heaven is your home, then there ought to be something in your life right now reflecting that you're a citizen of heaven. Amen? Let me show you what I mean. Go with me tonight. Let's start reading in verse number 12. He said, to beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for the work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Look what's happening in a person's life that has that future that's called heaven. He said, rejoice evermore. He said, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Brother Gary, you talked about that valley this morning, and when you stood up and testified, I thought of a song that I heard years ago, and I'm telling you, it's real in my heart. The song said, thank you for the valley I walked through today. I'm going to tell you, there's a little bit of maturity about you if you can thank God for the valley you're walking in. Amen. The Word of God said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That word there is not H-O-L-Y, but W-H-O-L-L-Y, which means completely. Glory to God. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. But one day that work is going to be complete. And sanctification right now is a process. Amen. He's working in our hearts and in our lives. When we have this future, it'll be reflected. He said, I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. A lot of people say things like this. Well, God knows my heart. And they use that to justify ungodly living. God does know your heart. But let me tell you something. Your neighbor don't know your heart. Your neighbor needs to see good works in your life. The Bible said to maintain good works. The Word of God said, for by grace are you saved through faith. We love that verse. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But listen, there's another verse. For we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, when we have a future like we have tonight, it ought to change the way we walk. We don't walk like we used to walk. We don't talk like we used to talk. Somebody help me tonight. I'm telling you, God is sanctifying us. Amen. And helping us along the way. A future that's reflected in sanctification. And then I'm closing tonight with this. It's a future that we must share with others. I want you to go with me. The Bible said, faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. How many is confident of this very thing? That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. You remember that, Philippians 1:6? You say, Pastor, why does he perform it? Why does he quit there? Because there he perfects it. He's performing that work. But honey, there is when we cross that river, say amen. And he perfects that work. That it won't need any more work. Amen. I thought about I think it was the cathedrals used to sing a song. Ain't going to need this house no longer. Ain't going to need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix a shingle. Ain't got time to fix a door. Amen. There's so much stuff needs to be done in my house right now. Amen. I can't get Miss Eve to do nothing. Amen. I'm telling you what's the truth. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, thank God I got a new home. I'm going to move in, honey. Amen. It's going to be just right. Glory to God in a place called heaven. Amen. It's a future we ought to share with others. Then he said, no, we're still in the sanctification part a little bit here. Brethren, pray for us. And then he said, greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. You fellas leave that out. Amen. Amen. I don't want to be kissed by a feller even on the cheek. Do you? Amen. You can leave that out. Amen. Watch this now, verse 27. He said, I charge you, it ought to be shared. Paul is talking to the church at Thessalonica. He said, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. In other words, we've got this wonderful future. God said, don't keep it to yourself. Tell somebody else. You know why? Somebody else might want to go with you. They found out there's a place where we're never going to hurt again. A place where we're never going to sorrow again. A place where Jesus is. A place that was bought and paid for at Calvary. Say amen. Our ticket was punched at Calvary so we could go to the house of God. Amen. What a blessing that is tonight. He said here, I want you to share it. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. And you say, Pastor, how are we going to accomplish all this? Verse number 28, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. I don't know about you tonight. Every once in a while, There's a, I call him old Slewfoot. He'll jump up on your shoulder. He'll tell you ain't doing no good. But I'll tell you this. Brother Bill, every now and again, I just stop and tell him, I'm somebody. I'm a child of the King. And I'm going somewhere. So you can just take that. Amen, Brother Chris. Get off my shoulder. Find you another ride. Amen. I'm not going to carry him around. He's a liar. He's the father of a lie. Amen. I tell you, every once in a while, God lets us see somebody say, Brother John. About every time it happens, Brother John, I think I need it just as bad as they do, just to see somebody say yes to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. How many's glad you come tonight?